Hi, this is Iris Jackson, and this is Miracles Happen, Dreams Do Come True. have a little frog in my throat. I tried to clear it before we went on. It was 5, 4, 3, 2. So, I'm sorry. And I just want to give so much thanks that we have the wondrous, well, this is how I've been thinking of her, the cosmic wonder from down under, Kuala Sriyama. Welcome, Kuala.
Oh, that's so sweet, Iris. Thank you. That's such a beautiful welcome. I'm so happy to be on your show. Blessings to all people who are listening.
Tell us how to be supported more deeply in our lives through assistance of the angels, archangels, and our divine presence, Kuala.
I would really love to share about that subject because it's so deeply in my heart, Iris, and all of your listeners out there. I'm sure that they're experiencing a lot of things in their life like everybody else on this beautiful planet. Lots of changes in their family dynamics and, you know, things that are coming up at work and, you know, all sorts of challenges in their life. And I feel that I'm on radio with you today simply to share with everybody a little bit how they can be fully assisted by their spiritual guides in a really different way. And I'd like to start by just sharing a little bit about how when we ask for assistance, you know, from God directly or from, and we say our prayers, how important it is for us to take the time to really open our heart up really deeply inside and say our prayers with our heart open fully. I found that over the many years of working with spirit and with people all around the world and all of their difficulties and the challenges they meet and the opening of our beautiful hearts here that I've learned, one of the most important things I've learned is that for us to be able to ask for what we need to receive, but to do it with our hearts open. And I really wanted to just share with everybody that basically that process of really going within and asking for what we need, but doing it in a really, really special way where we hand everything over before we ask. And I'm sure all your listeners understand what I mean by handing everything over. Like I was doing it this morning, I was sitting in this beautiful place I'm in Montana, and I have a very busy life. I run a university project and have my family, and I'm traveling around the world at the moment, and so many projects I'm involved in. And basically, I just gave every project that I'm involved in over to God so that I could be fully present with just one thing that I was going to be doing. And that whole energy release of just talking with God deep inside myself and simply sharing my burdens, even though they may not seem like really big burdens. I, you know, basically handed over my daughter at the moment and her beautiful, my grandson who's a little bit ill, and because I'm unable to be with her at the moment and help her. I handed over many things that I'm doing at the moment that could be a worry on the mind, and so that I could be fully present. And as I did that, the angels came. And they always come when you hand over, when you speak to God directly inside of your heart. They came and they surrounded me and opened this energy field for me to make me feel even lighter and freer so that I could be fully present with what I was doing in this very moment or earlier this morning. And so that's my first thing that I really want to share is to work directly and ask and not to forget to ask. But when you're asking, to open the heart. And to open the heart, we need to give away what it is that we're holding, what we feel we're burdened with, or what we feel we might be worried about. To hand it over in just a free way. And it's a really nice thing to do that every day. And just for a moment, it can take only a couple of moments, sit inside the heart and just speak with God directly. And I find that when that takes place, this light, this immense light comes through the body, comes through the aura, comes into the space, and it all starts with just simply handing over what it is that we feel we're responsible for. And then when we do that, we can then ask for what we need, because we're a free and open vessel. We're not carrying everything in the moment that we may feel that concerns us. And we're able to receive divine energy and assistance, so that if we're praying for something in particular, something that maybe even for another person or for the planet, for even for ourselves, then our energy and our heart is open so that we can receive it and be a vessel to let that divine assistance come to us. And divine assistance is an amazing thing, because, you know, the universe, as you know, Iris, just sets things up in the funniest ways sometimes, and you just never know what's going to happen. It's just so mysterious at times, but we only really experience that mystery, that amazing feeling inside, if we're able to give over what we're holding on to, that really we don't need to hold on to as an individual. We can share it with God. We can share it with the angels. We can share it with our spiritual guides. And that's really, really one of the most fundamental things that I feel that as humanity we're learning to trust again. And many of us do it by, in many different ways that we do this, but I feel that the real daily practice of spending 1 minute doing that every morning is absolutely essential for us in our human evolution at the moment, because things are accelerating at a rate that is just absolutely incredible for a lot of people, and it's hard for everyone to keep up with everything in their life and the demands of daily life. And having the light flowing through our energy fields is the most important thing. And the only way we can have that is if we hand over what we feel we're responsible for. So that's my first little sharing that I wanted to share, Iris.
Woo! It's a lot. I'm writing all of this down. It's such an important step, handing over what we're responsible for, asking with our hearts open. That's asking as a little child.
Yeah, it is. It is asking as a little child, and it really brings us back to our divinity as we do it every day, doesn't it? You would know that deeply, that we become closer to who our source self is, and less attached to the material and less attached to personal outcomes in life, and more one with the spiritual aspect of all of our life. And we feel so much filled up inside from that. Any feelings of being empty get filled up with the love. And it's just so fulfilling, and I suppose it just starts with the most simple things that we all know, like giving thanks for whatever we've received already, rather than really focusing on what we haven't received. As you, I know you know very deeply, and all of our listeners are also very deeply aware of, I'm sure, and just those fundamentals in life. But I feel a lot of us forget to hand things over. Even myself, I forget often, and find myself, you know, in the busy life, and I work with God so deeply in life, and it just changes the energy dynamics, and I feel myself more. And I feel really that's the point of our life here, isn't it? To feel our hearts deeply. And we all know, we've all got these gigantic big hearts, and humanity is an amazing race of beings that we are. And, you know, really allowing ourselves to experience that, though, on a daily level, and with everything we have going on in our lives and the demands of our daily life, it's really keeping to those simple things and remembering to do those very small little things in our lives that makes our life from can be a little bit crazy sometimes to becoming a divine experience where we really feel the flow of God from within us and the beauty of life really radiating. And I feel every one of us has that opportunity, the opportunity to have that experience here, and that's our purpose. And if any of you are out there listening and feel that your lives are a little bit crazy at the moment, or feel a little bit sad about something, or things aren't quite going the way that you would like them to, then just remember that you have a huge team of beings with you from the spiritual realms that have made a promise to you to help care for you, to come and support you. The way they first work with you is they bring divine energy. But the only way you can really receive that is by handing over first what it is that you're holding on to. That is the first step. And then your heart opens up to be able to receive a new form of light through your being that lifts you and takes your whole feeling body and your energy into a more open state so that you can receive. After that, the next step is that those guides of yours go and talk to the guides of everybody else around you, and they start communicating. And your higher selves begin to communicate, and things are set into motion to organize what it is that you're needed. Say, for instance, you know, you really need to move home. All of a sudden you found out that you can't stay at that home anymore and you need to move. And that can be a great worry to a lot of people. Of how are they going to get another home? How are they going to move? How are they going to get this all done in time so that their life flows really well? And the real truth of it is you need to hand over that responsibility first off, every time, every day, hand it over. And talk to God directly about it. Secondly, you need to be, and that will allow you to receive the divine assistance. You can ask for all the assistance that you need to come to you then. And the angels and the archangels that are in your spiritual team that are supporting you in your life are only able to help you if you ask. So that's the first step of asking. Then they start arranging everything for you. And you'll find that your neighbors or somebody's higher self will be communicating with their soul, and they will bring, and people will come and help. Doorways of opportunities will open up in the physical to help you. It will be influenced by spirit, and you need to be open to that taking place then. The only way to stay open is to keep handing over the worry or the burden or the feeling that of the pressure inside. And that's how we learn to trust God again. It's a great healing process, and many spiritual people have done this process. It's part of the awakening of everyone, as all of us wake up to the fact that we're not just physical beings, but we are spiritual beings. We all go through this process, and it's a very natural process of the spiritual awakening. But then we need to do the practice of living in that spiritual way, and the handing over, working with spirit. And the way that takes place is really in the beginning, just through handing over, then being willing to lay down on your bed when things are too much and just let the angels give you a healing. Let the archangels come and sweep any of the fear away if you have any. To clear your energy field so that you can be in the most holistic state that's possible for you. The highest potential can take place for you. And that's really important. That's really the third step, is being willing to receive the divine energy really deeply through your chakras and your energy body by laying down and surrendering. You know, whether you want to do that, you know, want to do that in a place where, you know, it's a really light space in your home or on your bed, wherever it is, but you can just call in your spiritual guides, your divine presence to merge with you. And you'll find that all the old energy of any fears that might be held in your body, that we may even carry from our genetic memory, from our ancestors, because we're so one with them, to actually then really understand that what's going on for you in your life isn't just about you. It's about many things, and many things are affecting what is taking place in your life, and it's really not just your responsibility, although it's very important to be responsible for your energy and what you do, but the greater creation and the outcome of your life is not only your responsibility, it's the responsibility of your divine presence. And that's why it's so important to recognize your divinity, that you are a child of God, just as Iris has mentioned, and that original first beginning of seeding, of just remembering to give over anything that you're burdened by, even if it's just very subtle and you don't really feel burdened by it, but if you've got 10 things going on in your life, then you probably find it difficult to be really present with one of those in the moment. So it's good to hand over the other 9 while you're doing the one.
Yeah.
Then you can bring all of your energy into the one, and it can be a really wonderful time. Otherwise, your energy can be very scattered out there. Part of your energy in this other thing, and you know, and you bring your energy in, and that's called centering yourself. So that's why I hand things over, so that I can be really centered and be really present with what is right in front of me. And I find that to be one of the most practical things about spiritual life, is to do that and work with God in that way. And then miracles can really happen. Amazing things can happen when you hand everything over. Anyway, I'm having a very good rave here, Iris.
You are. I think we might have a caller. We got a beep, but I didn't want to interrupt you in the middle of your thought.
It'd be great to talk to them.
Do we have a caller, Dawn? Okay. I was wrong. You know, I wanted to ask you about how, you know, you said one of the things you'll give up is attachment to personal outcomes.
Yeah, sorry, no caller.
Oh, okay, thanks, Dawn. I thought it was that signal, but I wasn't sure. You know, I have had great tests in that, where I've said, okay, if I was listening to my guidance, if I was doing my divine presence, divine desires fulfilled, and understanding what I was being guided and directed to do, why does it look this way as the outcome? And I used to get really stuck on that. Then I couldn't ask with my heart open because I didn't feel deserving. I felt less deserving with those outcomes. Could you speak to that?
Yes. I think deep inside each one of us, because we share in our DNA chemistry, you know, it goes back a long way in our genetic line, that we actually share our consciousness with all of our ancestors here. And our ancestors have had a very rough time, you know, and it's getting much lighter. It's the lightness on the planet and the lightness in humanity is rising powerfully. And our ancestors, things weren't as light for them. And so in a way, because we are one with them, and our DNA and our physical bodies is connected all the way back through 7 generations, through our mother lineage and our father lineage. We are
that
affected.
Is really scary to me.
Yeah, we're affected in our consciousness by our ancestors and whatever's happened for them that they have not yet released. And in a way, that's why, you know, when you move forward inside of yourself, to move beyond a limitation, sometimes you're not sure why it doesn't completely 100% shift in your being. And I always say to people, involve your ancestors when you're doing this. Call on them and ask them to forgive. Forgiveness is the most powerful thing that we hold as humans. It's our Christ consciousness, and held within the very core of our heart, the fabric of our, the very eternal flame that lives in the center of our chest. And that forgiveness that we have is what ignites compassion. And, you know, there's a lot of karma that is still on the earth plane. As a collective, we're affected by it. We have our own personal karma. One of the answers to your question, Iris, is that, well, in our hearts we ask, but we're not always ready to receive it because there is a veil of karma between our soul and the actual manifestation. And that veil of karma comes from our last three lives here on the earth. And whatever is left unresolved for us as a soul through our last three lives can become that veil for our personal, between what we heart dream about and what we truly are experiencing right now. And that veil of karma, forgiveness is what clears the karma. It's so simple to clear karma. It's often seen as a very heavy energy and a really dark thing, but really in truth it's a beautiful thing because it's simply just the consciousness that we hold that isn't quite yet totally sitting within the core of our heart. And so the whole process of meeting karma in life, which is what all these challenges are about, is actually an incredibly rewarding experience, because when you embrace it with your heart and you just accept it and forgive it, it's gone forevermore from you and your consciousness becomes enlightened by it. More of you comes in. And more of your Holy Spirit, more of your divine energy is open and free to be here in the world. And that's how we develop. And it's only when we forget that we have the power to forgive anything, absolutely anything. I mean, I've had big experiences with karma. Being a spiritual teacher, you have to move through a lot of veils. You have a lot of initiations. If you're here to help others and be guides, then you have a huge amount of initiations to move through, and so it's a big thing. The forgiveness is something that connects all of us, and it's so important to remember that even if it's really, really difficult, it's so painful, and it can be incredibly excruciating painful being a human being and feeling karma inside of your body. That's what creates illness, heartache, broken heart, feeling like, you know, your partner's left you. It's very hard to be able to forgive in those moments, but there is always the giving over of that pain, and that's where I'm coming back again to, that to hold on to it is what creates regrets in our lives and closes our energy down, our heart down, and become less of who we are. And we can see that in the patterning of our past, you know, and we're all learning at the moment, you know, for the new children that are coming to the earth, for the future generations to step up and to say, okay, no, I'm not going to close down, even if it is painful. I'm going to give my pain back and I'm going to ask for assistance. And really that's the big turning point for all of us as humanity, is to ask for assistance when we're in that deep pain. Because it is karma, and it's really unpleasant to be in that deep, and it can take you into a very dark space when it's really, really in there. You can feel very lost. You can even lose all of your faith in yourself. And if anyone's listening and they've experienced that, I'd just like to say to you, I just want to give you all my compassion, because that is a very, very difficult thing to come in, to experience in your life. But I want you to know how many angels and beings really are just waiting for you to say, I want to hand over my pain, my grief of loss of this. I want to hand this over. I want karmic absolution in my life. I would like to have whatever this is cleared completely so that I never ever have to experience this again. And none of my future, the future people in my family, my genetic line, ever have to experience this. And to recognize that, you know, when we have deep heartaches like that, it could be the heartache of our ancestors as well in our genetic line. You know, if our grandmother lost her child and we lose, we could be grieving for her as well as ourselves. That's why it can get so deep and so painful, is because they are still clearing and forgiving with us, even if they're on the other side. And we, until the seven generations is clear, then we can be affected. And so I often teach people to call in their ancestors when they're saying their prayers, ask them to forgive anything that is, if I feel locked in by something in my life, I feel a limitation. I always remember that it could be my ancestors that have experienced something similarly, and that it's in my whole family tree. It's not just mine. And that makes me realize that I'm also, when I'm healing this, when I'm stepping forward and I'm trusting in the faith and I'm working with spirit and the divine assistance that's available, this amazing assistance, it's just incredible what they can offer, that I'm actually helping many people, because whatever's shifting out of my body, that I'm willing to give over and release the fear, it's also lifting out of my daughter's and my grandchild's body, because they carry the DNA from me. And I realize that actually the whole family tree is beginning to clear, and that really is very rewarding as a human being, to know that what we are doing, that it's actually serving others.
That's so important. I'm remembering that you actually did a cleanse for seven generations of ancestors when you were on the Miracles Happen television show. Would you like to do that now? Do we have time? It's 2:34. We have to be done at 2:55.
Okay. I'm not really getting guided to do that right now, but I can do something else that will set up a process for people. I'm sure that some people are listening in their cars and maybe listening in other different areas. So if people are driving, it may not really help them to do that right now, but I can set up a process that anyone who's listening right now would really love to receive divine assistance in a much more powerful way than they've ever felt before. Then all you need to do is say, I ask for the divine assistance directly from all of the family of light that may be supporting me and my life, and to call on Archangel Michael right now, who really is the being that is the first contact for humanity. And Archangel Michael's just sharing with me that anyone that asks right now for this can be put on a program of assistance where the angels will come every day and support them. And if things get tough for them, all they have to do is remember to lay down and receive 45 minutes of just the angels opening their chakras and lifting out any of the old energy that they might be carrying from their genetic line, their ancestors, or they might have picked up from their environment. If there's negative energies around in their environment, or even some of their karma, if they carry any karma, which is really all about our life lessons here. It's simply just what we haven't learned in the last three lives that we've had. We weren't able to fully complete our lessons. That's the only karma we carry. And if that takes place, I'm just saying to everybody to lay down and receive and just call on, just go inside of your heart and ask, well, what is going on for me right now? Is it that my energy is just needing to be a bit clearer so I can be clearer? And if that's the case, the angels can do that for you straight away. Within 45 minutes, they can do that. And if any of the listeners want to be placed on that program of divine assistance, that's taking place right now. And all of those, all of you, wherever you are being focused on, and through the spiritual planes, and your spiritual guides are setting that up for you. And to just have that is a really amazing thing, because a lot of people forget to ask. And they will come for 45 minutes at any time that you wish. They will do healings on you in the evening when you sleep, if you wish. If you'd like to be placed on that program, all you've got to do is ask. Ask that I'd like to receive healings every night when I sleep for my highest benefit, for my highest good, and be protected. Because a lot of people, when they go to sleep at night, if they're carrying old, you know, they're carrying energies for others. Some of us do that. We get so worried about our mum that, you know, instead of talking to God and saying, please look after my mum, I'm handing my mum over to you right now, they're holding all those worries inside. Well, those worries and all the other things they're holding lower your vibration. And so when you go to sleep at night and it's the time when your body's meant to rejuvenate, your soul's meant to travel into the spiritual realms to rejuvenate, then what happens is a lot of people actually go to sleep and they try to travel into the spiritual realms, but these veils of fear, they get caught in them, and they have nightmares, and they have really bad sleep, and they're not really getting to go into the light when they sleep, which is what our soul is meant to do when we sleep. We're meant to be traveling into the light realm, into spirit, and many people do that, but if you're out there and you're listening and you have bad sleeps, then you need to ask for your spiritual guide to come, to take you, for an angel or a being of light to come and be your guide to make sure that you get through the veils and when you sleep at night, you raise in vibration. And all you've got to do is ask for Archangel Michael, and that will immediately... He will provide the doorway for your soul when you sleep to go into a light realm rather than into the fear realm of the collective consciousness of you trying to work everything out and be stuck in this sort of lower realm of energy while you sleep. And a lot of people wake up with more fear than they went to sleep with when you if you're carrying worries about other people or, you know, things that will lower your vibration. So it's really important. That's one thing I want to say to all of you out there listening. Remember how loved you are by spirit. You know, it's not a mysterious force. It's a part of you. You are spirit. You are God. And it's a part of you. It's the divine light and energy that links everything in all of creation. And we carry it inside of ourselves. But to be able to raise into that and just be saturated by that light is what we need to stay in a high state. So if any of you are out there depressed or not feeling your full light selves, know that there's nothing wrong with you. You are divine beings, but you're carrying old energy that you need to release. Fears, you might have picked them up, might be genetic, and some of it is your karma. And the divine assistance from the angels and archangels, even the enlightened masters, your divine presence specifically, can shift all of that for you. If you worked with them for 1 year, you would be a completely shifted being.
Well,
and
I think
I can tell you, yeah.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, keep, yeah.
I have been shown that I can also ask to just be disconnected from the collective discord, accumulated thought forms of the mass of mankind.
You can. And what happens if you do that is actually your divine presence lifts your soul into a higher vibrational band of energy. See, it's our thoughts that take us into the lower, into that connection. When we start thinking in a way that, you know, with worries and all these things, when we start thinking in a way that is more fear-based, then immediately we start connecting into that, you know, a plane of energy where humanity's collective consciousness and only the fear of humanity is held. So So we drop in vibration and we connect. So you can just ask to be lifted out of that. But one really good thing is if your thoughts, if you start to actually work with your thoughts as well, because, you know, a lot of us can be really unconscious about what we're thinking, and that is not supporting us. So if we have thoughts that aren't so good for ourselves or others, I suggest to people just to offer them to the light, because otherwise what happens is those negative thoughts go out and they puncture holes in our aura, and that weakens our field, it lowers our vibration, and we can't express who we truly are, and we start picking up on other energies in the field, you know, where people have argued possibly, we walk into a building and there's been a big argument maybe there a week before, but all the floating negative thought forms of people's anger because they've been, you know, obviously those people haven't known how to release either in a really clear way. And you know, energies just get to people and they can get quite explosive and they do get left in buildings. So if your aura is really weak, you can be picking up on those. But all you've got to do is ask for the angels to do a healing on you and they will seal your aura. They will fill you with light. They will clear your chakras for you, and you will be able to walk out in the world. And you just have to be responsible for your thoughts, because if you have negative thoughts, and we all can have those, it's just part of the duality of life at times. Not to be critical of ourselves for that, not to deny our divinity and make ourselves bad, just to realize that, you know, these thoughts that can come through our minds at times that can be judgmental or, you know, hurtful to even ourselves, that we need to give them to God. We need to be handing them over so that we can purify our minds and be peaceful. And that's what it's all about, is us coming into a place of peace. Like, these thoughts can be coming from our ancestral connection as well as our karma. And as I've said, those energies in us that we are all responsible for, but we're not responsible for them alone. We are here to do this with our divine presence, with God, with the enlightened masters, with the archangels, with the angels, and they've made a promise to us that as we incarnate here in our life and we're prepared to be on this beautiful earth and create and have families, that we're not alone in that. And that's the one thing we need to remember, is we are not alone in it. We need to be to realize that it's a powerful thing to ask for help for everything, but we need to give over everything so that we can receive the assistance, because otherwise we're filled with these old energies, our field is closed, our hearts are shut down a bit more, we're in a lower vibration, and we're asking in our mind for stuff, but really it's not coming to us because we can't receive it energetically. We're too burdened. And that's really the key. Unburden ourselves.
Well, the open heart is also asking as a child. You know, remember that faith of a child when you asked your parents for something and you knew they would give it to you?
Yes.
It's that innocence. And it's also having the cup to hold it in. It's to them that hath it shall be given. The open heart is the cup to hold it in.
That's so beautiful what you said, Iris. Totally is. And we all have that open heart, that ability to have it. We have such amazing hearts. Our souls are so beautiful. Like, when we really truly connect to ourselves, there is such a beautiful being inside every single one of us. It's just simply that those older energies affect us, and we sometimes carry them as well, and we really do need to handle that over so we can feel that open heart and ask in that way, in that pure, innocent way as the child of God, knowing that it will come to us. And you're absolutely right, Iris. It's just so beautiful how you express that.
Thank you. Tell people how they can reach you and get your itinerary and come to see you, all the places you're going.
Yeah, okay. I'm going to be in New York for a little while. I'm not really doing a great deal in America while I'm here. I'm doing a lot more planetary work with the sacred sites. I'm doing some stuff in New York in a little while. That's pretty much the only place I'm working with people. But people can contact me through going to the divineuniversity.com website, which is the major organization that I'm involved in that's trying to establish itself worldwide at the moment. It's been established in Australia for the last couple of years, and they can get on there, and there's incredible programs they can be involved in if you want some divine assistance. That whole divineuniversity.com has been set up to provide spiritual food and divine energy to people. There's a lot of free stuff on there, a lot of charitable work you can join. If you're having difficulty in your life in any way, you can get on and get the long distance healing program for free. Just write the prayer of the assistance that you'd like. You can become a member for $44 Australian and receive amazing programs of assistance for a year. Basically the angels will come and cleanse your home every day. You can have major chakra clearings, much deeper level clearings, because they've been set up and the service work through about 20 people are supporting the Family of Light to do the work and spread it out worldwide. So if you're interested, or if you have depression or anger or grief or problems in the relationships in your families, there's programs for that. There's also programs for the regeneration of your physical body. That's all through the membership, and you can get to choose two of five of those programs for that small fee, which helps people to administer the program and all the information about them. So there's also other really amazing programs, educational programs that you can do in your own home, and transformational programs that shift all of your genetic line, open your heart fully, clear all your energy bodies. There's such a variety of work there that if you just went and got on that website, if you're really interested in that, in sort of connecting with me more, and there's many other teachers connected to that website also, that's pretty much how people can connect with me. And I'd just like to send all my love to everybody out there and just say how much faith I have in my fellow humanity. And it's pretty crazy sometimes for some people, but there is always a light behind any lining of craziness or difficulty. There is a great light, and I just really want to share that with everybody, that if you are in a place right now where life is not making sense, then it will come into that place of making sense. I just want to say to you, just to contact Archangel Michael inside of yourself and ask every day for just 10 days, and you'll see that everything will start turning around. Just 10 days. If you just practice that, of directly just with him and your spiritual guides, asking for help on the highest level to come to you. And if you say it over 10 days, I can promise you that everything will start turning itself around. And I know how difficult it is. I know I'm specifically picking up on those people that are having a lot of difficulty, because my heart really goes out to them. And I know there's a lot of you out there, listeners, that aren't having that, and you're probably having a great time. And bless you. That's a wonderful thing. You're out there and your light's blessing everyone because you're feeling so free. And that's absolutely wonderful. And that's my wish for all of humanity, that all of us are feeling that.
Well, the reason so many people are struggling right now is that a lot of things we've put off till tomorrow, like Scarlet. Oh, I'll handle that tomorrow. And now it is, in this time of great light and mastery, it is time to let all of it come up and be healed.
Yeah, that's right. And that can be a lot of letting go. So, and letting go isn't always the easiest thing to do if you haven't done a lot of it. It's not as easy to do in the beginning. It can be quite a huge struggle to learn how to let go. And I remember when people told me years ago, you know, 15, 20 years ago, just let go. And it was like, okay. And I really didn't understand what that meant, really. And it is a huge process of surrender of your will, in a way, to trusting that something, that there is a higher destiny for you if things aren't going exactly the way that you would like them to. And really connecting into the universe and into that greater force that sometimes some people can feel is going against them, not for them. And I just want to say to everybody that, you know, I've had a lot of difficulty in my life, a lot of trauma, where I'm amazed that I've even, you know, from the years ago, that humanity can even recover from some of the things I've experienced. But we are so strong and our hearts are so huge. You know, we really are truly amazing souls, and we can co-create anything together. We just need to be really clear in our energy. And that's what's happening now, is there's a great clearing up going on. And the most important thing you can do is get clear in your energy. Clear your energy body, and you'll find that everything will come into place then. You will feel clear, and everything around you will become clear. And that's really the most important thing. Clear yourself. And, you know, and when people say let go, it's really that. It's letting go of all the fear. It's letting go of all that you're attached to here. And that is what opens the heart. That is what allows you to discover how amazing you are and be able to see the divinity in everything here rather than see the negativity. Yeah.
You're so precious. You're such a gift to all of us.
Well, I feel we've all got that precious nature, haven't we? And I just listen to your voice, Iris, and it melts me. I'm just going to be absolutely honest. When I hear your voice, it is just, oh, it's a gift from God, and I'm sure all your listeners know that too. It's just, oh, it's just incredible. It just is a total voice of the heart. And I just really want to honor you for all that you do with this beautiful program and holding this energy, this place, and giving part of your life to that. It's just such beautiful service work. And thank you for having me on your show. And
thank you, beloved. And will you come back again sooner?
I'd love to do that. I'd absolutely adore that. And maybe we can do something transmissional with the listeners sometime. And love to do that. Anytime you invite me, I'd be very open to it.
All right. Well, I thank you with all my heart for the gift you are, Kuala. And I thank God for having this place to do this work and share.
I don't know how much time we've got left. Are we finished now?
We're just about finished. Say your most important thing and then we'll go.
Okay. I think I've said everything I need to say.
Oh.
So thank you deeply.
And thank you, my darling.
And
with all my heart. With all my heart for all that you are and give and do for all life. Thank you. And a thousandfold return.
Yeah.
And thank you for listening. God bless you, and may all your dreams come true and be a thousand times. Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep shining until then. Happy trails to you till we meet again. I love you. And this is my wish for you, that all your dreams come true and are a thousand times more wonderful than you ever dreamed possible. All men, all women, all children, and yeehaw!